And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now, as I mentioned, Men's Health Week will run from Monday the 14th until Sunday the 20th of June. And on the line, I am talking to Finian Murray, who is Senior Health Promotion and Improvement Officer for Men's Health in the HSE. Good morning to you, Finian.
Morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Nice weather anyway where I am. So
beautiful, isn't it? Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Now, Finian, tell us a little bit about this week. And this isn't the first year. This has been going on a few years, hasn't it?
Yeah. Men's Health Week, would you believe, the origin of Men's Health Week was back as far as 1998. And it was passed into law by Bill Clinton after it went through the Houses of Congress in America. So that was the first official Men's Health Week. And since then, it's been gaining momentum every year. At the moment now, in nearly all European countries, and as well as the USA, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and so on. So it's become a huge success in terms of getting bigger and better every year. So it's always the Monday before Father's Day, and it always finishes on Father's Day itself. So it's very easy to mark it into your calendar.
Great. And you were saying it's been going from 1998. Do you think men are getting better at looking after the health in 2021 compared to 20 years ago?
Absolutely. And we actually recently brought out a report called the Men's Health and Numbers Irish Men's Health Report Card for it came out in 2020. And for example, one example is that in 2007, the life expectancy for Irish men was 77 years, and in 2018, it's over 80 years. So you can see, even in the space of about 10 years, you can see the life expectancy has widened. So that's a bit of good news. But I suppose it's not all about living longer. It's also about, you know, healthy years when you live longer. So that's why we like to keep focusing on Men's Health Week and give some advice on how to live healthy for longer.
And this year the focus is making the connections for everyone to check in, check up and check it out. Explain that to us.
Yeah, well, you see, you know, we've been battling a pandemic for over a year and a half now at this stage, you know. That's why we decided to have the theme for 2021 to be making the connections, where everyone has been asked to check in, check up and check it out, to improve both their own health and the health of all those around them. And they, you know, like, I suppose one of the things we did notice that everybody's mental health has been affected during this pandemic. So that's a good theme to go with in terms of, now as we're coming out of lockdown, to start making those connections that are so important for our mental health and have been in the past, to start remaking those connections going forward into the new post-pandemic world.
Because they say men are more likely to respond to stress by taking, the misuse of alcohol instead of kind of going and talking to somebody. So this year, as you said, this past 14, 15 months have been very hard on everybody. But I think us women here might talk a little bit about more how we're feeling compared to men. Like, we would say, oh, I'm not feeling great. And we would probably talk how we're feeling, where men would probably talk more about football or cars.
Yeah. And that's something we would like for men to change. And what we have found by actually working in the area of men's health, it's not that men don't really want to talk about health. Is if you create a safe space for them to talk about health, they will open up. So a lot of the onus is on us to provide those safe spaces where men can open up about health and the things that are really worrying them.
Yeah, that's the mental health. Now, physical health as well. We know women at certain ages get a smear test done, get breast checks done. Do men have the opportunity of getting themselves checked out? Is there a certain age where men should be checking this out, or should be getting that checked out?
Yeah, like, definitely from when a man turns 50, he should be going to the doctor for an annual checkup, like at least once a year, definitely once every 2 years, and more frequently as he gets older. Because, you know, at that stage, issues like, you know, issues with the prostate and things like that kind of kick in. So we recommend also issues around cardiovascular health, you know, heart health. So we always recommend that from the age of 50 onwards, men should be more what we call proactive about their health, you know, call up, kind of ring up the doctor and ask for an appointment for a checkup. And, you know, one of the great things about getting a checkup is if everything is fine, it puts your mind at ease. And if something is wrong, well, then it's picked up in time, and then the treatment outcomes are much better. So also, for example, early detection of cancer as well. So that's why we'd recommend for all men to start looking to get a checkup from about the age of 50 onwards and make it a regular part of their calendar year.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know just from my own partner, he would be one of the last men or persons to go to get anything checked out, and he'd leave it till the very end until he nearly had to get an ambulance, and then he will go. So that's what I'm saying. It's so important to look after yourself, especially when you get to that age, as you said, 50. Get your blood tests done, your blood pressure, prostate checked, all that. You know, it needs to be checked out. And talk, you know, I know there's a lot of places out there now, like the men's sheds, and I did an interview a couple of weeks ago with a guy that has a gym, specifically for men, and they come and they talk as well as doing exercise, because we all know exercise is great for your mental health. But if they need to talk, that's their safe place for talk, which is a brilliant idea.
And actually, one of the downsides of the pandemic is that the men's sheds weren't allowed to meet during the last year and a half, and hopefully now from maybe September on, will be allowed to kind of reconnect, you know, after that absence. But in fairness, some of them have actually connected via Zoom, and they've had, you know, webinars and things like that, just to kind of keep in touch, like with each other during the lockdown. So that's been very good for them in terms of at least they're continuing to make the connections. That's actually very good for the health and the mental health in particular. Yeah.
And is there anything in particular for that week from the 14th to the 20th? Is there like meetings? I know probably with this COVID, is it going to be any different this year than it was last year? Are you able to do more?
No, it's going to be very similar to last year. Last year we had to celebrate it online, so, you know, like because of the restrictions. So this year it's going to be similar. But there are different ways we can ask people to promote the week. For example, if you put up a poster, a mental health poster, in your community or at your local shop, and or mental form also have a mental big postcard. You could get a copy and send it out to people. We would also ask people then to link to the mental form on our website, and all the resources for mental big are available there. Or, you know, become a fan of the mental big Facebook page, which you can also access via Mental Forum in Ireland website. And even something as simple as putting a little Mental Big badge at the bottom of your emails when they're going out. And there's loads of graphics there that you can download from the website and just use them on your emails. And or even something as simple as changing your Facebook cover photo or your Twitter header image just for that week. You know, so you know, that in turn kind of, you know, it promotes the week and it gets the message out there that this is Men's Health Week and we're celebrating Men's Health Week.
And what age groups are you finding is contacting you more?
Well, up until recently, we were definitely being contacted more by older men, both men from their 40s upwards. But the last couple of years, because of some work we've done with Instagram and also with TikTok, we've actually picked up following among younger men as well, so that's a new development for us, and we're very, very happy with that, because younger men also need to be taking care of their health, and as we know, like for our health, if we have healthy habits when we're young, they will serve as well going into old age. So it's great that the younger men are beginning to connect to men's health, and of course a lot of the younger men are more conscious of their health because they go down to they were going to the gym and they were getting the physical activity and so on, and they're very conscious of their diets as well. So younger men are beginning to connect a bit more to us as well, which is very pleasing for us to see.
Now, you mentioned there men's sheds. Now, I would always associate men's sheds with older men who have retired. Is this the case, or is it for all age groups?
It's actually for all age groups, but for the most part, it's older men who have retired who kind of go to the sheds, but we're finding more and more younger men, you know, are um, are connected with the shed, and they're very, very welcome, because it's really for all men. I mean, well, definitely from middle age up, but I mean, most sheds will welcome men of all ages, you know. And you know the way there's a high level of unemployment because of the pandemic. So if a younger man is at home, can't get work, and just wants somewhere to go, the men's shed would be ideal, and would welcome him with open arms, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is a great idea. And another thing I heard that's getting quite popular is allotments as well, where there's a bit of a kind of land that you can have an allotment. I know there's one down by North Strand, and that's a great activity as well to get people out talking. And
there's been some fantastic projects. There's a great project there in the northern city under the Larkin Centre, and they have allotments there, and they've done some work. As part of the men's health course, it was one of the spin-offs from the men's health course that the men came together and developed, you know, allotments in that area. So, and it's been a huge success.
Mm. I think it's great for something like that, because if you go, like, say, into a room and you know you're going to have to talk, or you're with other people there, at least with some activity going on as well, you can kind of just add in, you know, just kind of join in a conversation. How are you today? And you're doing some work as well. So it's not kind of intimidating if you're kind of going to something like that, to an allotment or a men's shed, doing something, you know, to kind of pass your time and then just throw in like the conversation, like, how are you feeling today? And it's great. Yeah, it is great to get men talking and to have these things.
Yeah, you know, and there's kind of an accepted wisdom there that men prefer to talk shoulder to shoulder than actually talk face to face. So if they're doing some kind of activity like that, they will talk to each other shoulder to shoulder, and they feel safer kind of bringing up things and when they're communicating like that. So it's a great opportunity to kind of do both.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, I know the week is coming up from the 14th of June until the 20th of June, which is Father's Day. But it's there all year round for men to contact if you need them, or if they need to.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I was saying at the start, Men's Health Formal Ireland is definitely the one-stop website that for men to contact. It's mhfi.org. And there's also MaleHealth.ie. It's a health website run by the men's shed, and that's actually very good for, you know, if you feel you have a medical issue, you know, just go into that website, MaleHealth.ie, and you will find information on all different issues for all different age groups, and it's a great place to start. And all the information there we can send over, because it's linked to all the health websites that we all deal with the HSC and Irish Heart Foundation, Irish Cancer Society, and so on.
Brilliant. So that's malehealth.ie. And as you said, and apart from this week, do you do anything else throughout the year to promote the Men's Health Forum?
Yeah, one of our main successes, in 2008, we brought out a national men's health policy. We were the first country in the world to actually have a national men's health policy. And that was followed up by the Healthy Ireland Men Action Plan, which goes up until the end of the year. And we will extend that now on to probably at least 2025. But one of the main activities we are rolling out through the policy and the action plan is an Engage Men's Health training program. And that's where we train up, you know, frontline staff to become more tuned into men, and, you know, to work better around health with men that they come in contact with. So that's been a huge success. At the moment, we are just rolling out a train the trainers for the agricultural advisors, who in turn will be promoting health with the farmers. Mm. So that's because we have found that farmers are a high-risk group in terms of their socially isolated, you know, they can leave health issues on too long before they get health. So that's one of the niches. But we also have an Engage program for younger men, and we also have an Engage program for the kind of general men's health. So that's been one of the huge successes of the men's health work in the last number of years.
Brilliant. And hopefully in the not too in the near future, the men's sheds will be back up and running, so people, so men can get back out and like that shoulder to shoulder, have a chat and talk, because it is so important. I go and have coffee a few times a week to a certain place, and every day outside there's this same group of men, older men now, and they meet just to have that chat, just to have some human contact, because they found it, I had a chat with one or two of them, and they have found this really, really hard. And one man said to me, only for this meetup, like once, and they meet once a day, even for just an hour to have a chat with his friends, he said it has been a lifesaver, because it has been hard the past 15 months, you know, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. And, you know, once we're back up and running, the men's sheds, but, you know, just talk. And if you feel you need to talk to someone, the men's health forum Ireland is there to go on to. And once again, then the week is from Monday the 14th until Sunday the 20th of June, which is Father's Day. So do log on to that.
And the mental form also have what they call a man manual. It's called Challenges and Choices, and it comes out every year for Men's Health Week, and we update it every year. And it just gives health advice around alcohol, food, physical activity, STIs, you know, blood pressure, stress, smoking, in and back. So they're just the main issues, and it's done in a humorous way, and there are copies available via the Men's Health Forum website as well. They will actually post you out a copy.
Oh, very good.
If you contact them.
Great.
Yeah,
well, so listen.
Just let the listeners know that too.
Yeah, that's great. The manual there. Finian, thanks a million for talking to us this morning, and good luck with the week. And I know we'll be on to you probably, please God, next year talking about this again. But as I said, every year it's getting more men involved and talking about how they're feeling, and you know, getting them out there and in with the community, and hopefully there'll be more of these allotments, more of these men sheds, so men can meet up and talk. But thanks a million for talking to us today, Finian.
Thank you, Debbie. Okay. Thanks for looking after us every year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye bye. And that was Finian Murphy, who is Senior Health Promotion and Improvement Officer for the Men's Health in the HSE. And don't forget, that's the 14th of June till the 20th of June, which is Father's Day. So there's lots to go on. You can go on to menshealth.ie. That's menshealth.ie if you have any queries about your health. Also, that's the Men's Health Forum Ireland. So you go on to www.facebook.com/Men's Health Forum Ireland, and that'll give you all the information, what's happening on the week and what they do throughout the year as well. Because, you know, there is facts. There, you know, men need to talk more. They need to look after themselves. There's five surprising and shocking facts about men's health, and I'm just going to read them out to you. On average, men die 3.7 years earlier than women. Men go to the doctor less than women. Men are three times more likely to die from suicide than women. So really, you know, do go look after yourselves, because, as I said, we have our breast checks, our smear tests. So when you get to that certain age, as Finian said, when you hit 50, you need to get once a year, like an MOT on your car, you need to get that done on your body, which is blood pressure, probably checked for diabetes, cholesterol, all the things that can happen to us as we get older. So because Men's Week is coming up, that's just a fact. Just look after yourself. And thanks once again to Finian for talking to us there about that. So we're going to move on. This is a little bit of Bruno Mars.